My wife and I walked through the doorway of a Russian orphanage. The squalor and stench of the place was such that we stifled the urge to vomit. We were led down a hallway with cracking floors and creaking stairs toward the room where 2 1-year-old boys were waiting in cribs to be received by us as our new children. A month and a half earlier, we had been in that same orphanage every day for a week until we were told we had to go back home to the United States and wait until we received the call that all of the court work was done. We got that call, and then spent 3.5 more weeks in the former Soviet Union before they said that everything was finalized and we could receive our sons and take them home. During those already but not yet intervals, I had imagined what the scene might be like when we finally completed the adoption process. In my own mind, I guess I had thought it would be like a scene out of a movie. We would walk into the orphanage, our boys would receive us with joy and laughter, and we'd hug them and toss them in the air as music played in the background, and we walked out and drove off into the sunset. Needless to say, things didn't happen quite that way. Instead, when we walked out of the orphanage with our 2 sons, they screamed. Up until this point, their entire life consisted of lying alone in their own excrement in a dark crib. Never before had they even seen sunlight. When we stepped outside for the first time, they had no idea what this brightness was, and they were terrified. They had never seen a shadow before and tried to wipe them off their bodies as if they were bugs. When the wind blew into their faces, they winced. When we got into the car and the door shut, they screamed. And as we pulled out of the parking lot of that orphanage, both of them were shaking and red-faced, and they were lunging backward with arms outstretched, desperately reaching back in the direction of the orphanage. I leaned forward, not knowing what else to do, and whispered into their ears, hoping that the Russian driver wouldn't hear what I was saying, and knowing that the boys couldn't understand a word of English. "Relax. You have no idea. This place is a pit. You just have no idea what is waiting for you. Family, Sunday school, happy meals, air conditioning." But it didn't matter what I said. Those little hands were still reaching back for that orphanage. That place was horrifying, but it was all they had known, and it was home. That was nearly 10 years ago. The boys are now thoroughly Americanized, but I still remember those hands reaching backward. And I'm reminded how I've done the same, and how the question of belonging is one the New Testament takes very seriously. Adoption and the New Testament. The Apostle Paul wrote a letter to some churches in Galatia that were fighting among themselves as to who really belonged in the church. They didn't know how they were going to live together and minister to the world outside their borders. Paul told them that they were not realizing the fact that they were all, each of them, ex-orphans. They did not understand that they had been adopted by the power of God. Paul told them that they had become God's children by God's adopting spirit, but they were not able to see it because they didn't know who they were or where they were going. Because these churches lost sight of their identity and their future, they failed to understand the gospel and failed to grasp their mission as a church. That is exactly what is at stake for us as we understand what is going on with this idea of adoption. The imagery of adoption explains both the gospel and our mission. So we need to look carefully into what the Holy Spirit says about this adopting.